First, Miles, obviously it was a back and forth game. Just how exciting was it with the crowd and the back and forth? Obviously, you're a competitive guy. Can you just talk about the atmosphere and what it means to end the regular season on a victory?
Dude, the atmosphere was so fun. And their players, I know a lot of them. I've known them all from high school, and they're all really competitive. So when I see them getting competitive, I like respond with the same energy. And I think you could see that in the way I was playing. And the atmosphere was great, you know, senior night. And yeah, we just like, obviously the season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but we've all been talking and we all knew like this end stretch, and especially this last game, we really needed this win. So just happy, definitely happy to get that. And yeah, just speak on the atmosphere. I remember when I caught the steal right at the end of the game, I know I shouldn't be thinking about it, but the whole Case gym was erupted, and it was, that's what you live for as a basketball player, right? Is playing in atmospheres like that, that are competitive. And you go back and forth. That's what I live for, honestly.
Questions for Miles?
You shot the ball really well today. When you make one, do you kind of get the sense that, you know, today's going to be a good day from beyond the arc?
Yeah, I think so. I think basketball is so, like, it's so much about rhythm. It's so much about, like mentally, right? And once you see one go in, it's like you feel like more and more can go in. And, yeah, and every time I was catching the ball, I was trying to be aggressive, so... Yeah, definitely, definitely. Big part of it, yeah.
Yeah, you said on that steal, what was going through your head as you kind of pulled that ball
in? I'm trying to remember what happened right before. Did we, I think we might have missed a shot, you remember?
It was a missed free throw.
It was a missed free throw, right. And I was just getting back, you know, like, because if I don't get back, I'm getting yelled at. So I'm running back, and I see Whitney Sidney coming down the right side, and I see Sinclair look at him, and once I saw that eye contact, I knew I could have made that play. And yeah, I had to just be on my Troy Polamalu right there, catch the ball.
Walter obviously had a great score.
I'm sorry, anything else from us?
Oh, I think I have one more.
Yeah, take your time, guys.
It's a physical game. How do you, you know, play hard but not let your emotions get the best of you in that scenario?
That's hard. That's really hard. You just gotta, you gotta challenge your emotions into positive, like, outputs, right? So not towards, like, getting attacked, not towards, like, fouling unnecessarily. You channel it towards crashing hard, boxing out hard. You challenge toward diving on a loose ball. Like, that's how you, because I'm a very, if you watch me play, I'm a very emotional guy, and I think I try my best, and not, I fail sometimes, but I try my best to channel that emotion towards, like, positive plays rather than things that are, like, extracurriculars, if you want.
Thank you, Miles.
Yeah, I've been here for a while. Like, I got a lot of games under my belt. So the situations that we practice and practice, we drill it in games. Like, we kind of rep these situations a lot. So just coming up, being calm, go through your routine, and control what you can control. Just trying to control my breathing and just knock it down.
You had a great scoring today, but defensively, you, I mean, you guys got a lot of guys that can score the ball, especially Taylor. Do you pride yourself on, you know, shutting him out? You know, you only, I think you only had 10 or so, but you know how good the score is. Do you pride yourself on that part of defense or blocking him out? You know, he's one of the best players in the conference.
Yeah, they got three guys that can really go. So that was a big key. Like, those three guys, we gotta limit their production. And how we're going to win games in the playoffs coming up is on the defensive end. This is how we're going to pride ourselves on the defensive end and getting stops. And this is what we do. And we showed flashes throughout, but right now we're playing our best basketball, and it starts on the defensive end, being active with our hands and getting deflections and trying to put ourselves in between our man and the body and just play solid defense.
One question. This was your 20th double-double. When you came to BU, did you envision that rebounding would be such a big part of your game?
I felt like I was always a good rebounder, because when I started playing basketball, I was always like a big man. Like, I didn't switch out into the perimeter until I got to high school. So, like, that's just natural, just to kind of be around the paint, rebound, and defend. So it's just always been kind of my foundation, like rebounding and then kind of building off that. So.
And then finally, obviously you still have the tournament to go, but can you just talk about the 6 years here at BU?
Yeah, it's been a long journey. Like, it feels like it's been a long time, but then now, like, I got three games left. Like, so now it low key kind of went by real fast. But I enjoyed it. I still got a lot of basketball left to play here at BU. So I'm gonna make the best of it and go out and play as hard as I can and just represent this university as good as it's been to me. I'm gonna give back that same energy back to it. So it's been a wonderful time here. Like, I can't ask for nothing else. Coach Jones gave me an opportunity to come here, and I took it and ran with it, and we built a relationship that's gonna last a lifetime. So I'm forever grateful. I love him, and we were in it to the end. We're gonna make this run.
And speaking of relationships, Coach has always said many times this year, this might be the best camaraderie seen on the roster. Can you just talk about the entire senior class, especially Jordan, Tim, and Mike, who didn't get to play today, but I know it meant a lot to you and the team?
Oh, yeah. Tark, Tim, Quinny, like, those are my brothers. Like, we all came in, and once they came on this team, like, we knew that they were part of this brotherhood. And we embraced them every day. Like, I talk to Quinny. Me, Quinny, and Jonas have this great group chat. We talk all the time. Like, we talk every day. We watch movies. That's really part of my, that's my brother. Like, I love him to death, and all those guys. And the senior class, like, this is the closest group we've had. And practice, like, we have to chill out. We talk too much. We joke around too much. Like, this is like, this group is a wonderful group, and I know we're gonna do something special. I can just feel it. But I love this group, and this camaraderie right here is gonna take us a long way.
All right, thank you, Walt.
Thank you.
Obviously, it was a heated game. You know, it was a playoff atmosphere, a great crowd. Really thankful for the people that came out to support our seniors. What a wonderful group of guys we had. You know, I feel really fortunate. Every day to go into practice with this group. I mean, even, going through this season, obviously it was a really tough year, kind of unexpected not to have the level of success that we're used to having. But honestly, coming to practice every day, you would have never known that we were struggling. And I didn't know if that was a good or a bad thing, honestly. But what a wonderful group. You know, really fortunate to have Tim and Jordan and Mike be a part of the program. You know, it's kind of rare to have guys come in as walk-ons and stay for 4 years, because the commitment is just unbelievable in terms of your time. And these guys were here, and they were here in the summertime, and, you know, they were here for the ride the whole way, and they're a big part of what we are and what we do and how we do it. Great examples of what student-athlete is supposed to be. I'm going to miss them. And then, obviously, Damon and Ethan and Walt and Jonas and Fletcher and Nevin, I got emotional saying goodbye to those guys, at least going through the ceremony, just because, they've meant so much. You know, Walt in particular, been here 6 years, and, a guy like him had a chance to leave if he wanted to and stayed with us. And it means everything to have guys that you care about that play for you.
You mentioned that it wasn't the conference schedule that you were hoping for, but this is going to be the first time that the team is entering the tournament on a three-game win streak. How can you take advantage of that going into the tournament? What does that say about the team?
Yeah, I don't. First of all, I think I kind of look at each year separately, honestly. I think we are good enough when we play the right way to make a run at this thing, and we're finally starting to kind of, even the two games that we lost, the Holy Cross and Lafayette, obviously it could have went either way. We were right there, one possession games basically, and so we've proven that we can play with everyone. We just have to be consistent, but I think it gives the guys confidence that, going into this next one, I just think it gives us some confidence that, okay, it's starting to happen for us. Like, you're always kind of waiting, and now it's starting to happen. And, hopefully we can kind of keep building off our success.
You said that it was like a playoff atmosphere. Were you happy with how your guys dealt with that?
Yeah. I think we can't let our emotions get the best of us. We gotta talk to Ethan. But overall, yeah, I was really happy. I I think we can play a lot better. The ball was sticking today. We weren't moving it. I have to kind of watch. I think it was kind of the way they kind of made us play more one-on-one basketball. They kind of, you know, just let guys play more one-on-one, and we weren't kind of moving it because of that, and we tried to make some individual plays. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well from the field, but neither did they. You know, that was the one thing. I thought we could have played better offensively together, and then obviously we had 9 turnovers in the first half.
And then today, really struggled for Walt and Miles. Just thoughts on that?
Comment on that?
Yeah,
yeah. You know, I'll start with Miles first. You know, he's really coming. I mean, when you're a coach, the best thing is to kind of watch guys develop, right? So you're kind of watching their development. You're watching guys improve, and that gives you so much satisfaction, man, to see the improvement in guys. And you know, it hit me against Army. He made a move, and I was like, oh, Miles is getting good. Like, you could just see the confidence starting to go. And he's played, you know, obviously he's played really well. You know, he's really quick. He's explosive. He's got a great first step. You know, he's able to kind of play more minutes now. You know, for a long time, we'd have to get him out. You know, he played 26 minutes tonight and looked relatively fresh. You know, there are times where he doesn't look so good when he's in there. And then Walt, you know, Walt's like a son to me. He's, you know, that guy means a ton. You know, we really connected through his recruitment and, you know, was able to win a championship together and do some really great things here together. And just the way that he carries himself every day, I think that's one of the reasons why the atmosphere was so positive, is him and Jonas in particular, and, you know, Fletcher's a kind of a laid-back guy, but those guys were, they didn't let the losing affect them. You know, they really didn't, you know. You know, I had to kind of change my approach a little bit and be a little bit more demanding than I was. But they were really positive, and I think they kept the atmosphere light, and so that really helped us, man, get through that tough time. And it was a long time. I mean, we lost 7 to 8 games. That's insane. I would have never guessed that would have happened to this team, but it did, you know. And you know, hopefully we're on the other side of that now.
Zeke went down early.
Yeah, as he normally does. So we're kind of braced for that to happen at least once a game, where something's going to happen where he's going to have to come out. So go ahead.
And Otto stepped in, gave a ton of energy, great defense, and got a couple of buckets. What can you say about his defense?
I actually thought Malcolm played really well too, and his stint, especially in the first half, he was getting every rebound and playing with a lot of tenacity. You know, Otto's been, he's much improved as the year goes on. He's another guy that's improved. You know, he's got a bright future if he continues to work at it. You guys good? Go ahead, take your time.
We spoke about with Walt, the 3 scores that they have. What was your approach going into the game?
Well, yeah, that was the whole thing. You know, can we contain Taylor? He was 4 for 10, you know. Higgins was 5 for 10, and then Sydney was 5 for 14, you know. So they scored their average. We just wanted to make it hard for them. We didn't want them to score the way they're accustomed to scoring. Higgins still played a good game. He had 13 points. He was 2 for 3 from three. You know, I thought Jonas did a good job on him, you know, but he's a good player. You know, and, you know, those 3 guys, you know, and then, you know, we did a good job on Tan. Tan's been killing people in the league, and when we did a good job on him. And then the other guys, we did a pretty good job on it. I thought that was kind of the difference. We made it hard for those guys to kind of get going, and then we were able to kind of play well against their other guys. But they kind of need all 3 of those guys to score for them to be good, you know, just like kind of like we need Walt. And then after that, you know, we need a couple guys, but, you know, ours is a little bit different because, you know, in any given day, it could be somebody else going. They're pretty patterned where they know they're going to get double figures out of those 3 guys. So we just wanted to make it hard for them within how they play. Thanks, fellas.